Now, a little bird told me that you also have another question, which relates to certain bodily functions that you wanted to ask.
Yeah. Why does someone's air biscuit, or the technical term flatulence, why does that smell bad from someone else and it's not so bad when you smell your own?
Well, I would say that my farts really are quite stinky, even to myself. And I asked my boyfriend about this and he agreed. But he said that his own farts he found curiously pleasant was his expression.
Is everyone universally in agreement here in the studio?
Not about my fart.
I think it's particularly bad if it's someone else's, because it's more the thought, really, that it's not come out of yourself, your own body. And maybe is it a similar thing to other sorts of bodily fluids? Like I don't know, mothers get very used to their children's puke and poo and all sorts of things because they kind of have to. But if it was another child's puke and poo, I presume they wouldn't be quite so pleased getting close to it. Is that
they have done scientific studies on farts and also babies' poo. And in a blind study, mothers find their own children's poo more pleasant smelling than other children's poo. And the same can be said of people's farts. So just imagining the smell of your own fart, people rate it as okay. But if you ask to imagine the smell of anyone else's fart, then yeah, they'll think it's disgusting. And it's possibly, sorry, Chris, you...
I was going to say, one theory I heard of this is that one person pointed out to me that one possibility is that the gases that you're going to release don't just come out of you, out of your rear end. They also, effectively, those volatile chemicals go into your bloodstream a bit, and that means they get carried up to the receptors in your nose via your bloodstream, and they desensitize the receptors in your nose a little bit. You effectively get used to the smells you're going to make, and this means that because you've been smelling it already, it doesn't smell quite as offensive to you because it's less new to you compared with someone else who's having to put up with it for the first time. Ramsay.
Well, similarly, Chris, I believe that our sense of smell is relative. So we get used to smells, in other words. So when you come home from holiday and you open your door to your house and you sort of think, oh, it smells a bit musty, you know, I've got to go and open some windows. It might not actually be a musty house at all. That is the smell of your home. You just normally get used to it. And I think we all probably know people who we think smell a lot like their dogs or generally smell a bit funny in general. And you kind of think, how does this person not notice they're a bit smelly? Well, we all get used to our own smells, and it's because it's a relative sense that we have.
Thank you very much, Peter, for the question. If you'd like to ask us any questions, hopefully something less whiffy next time, you can give us an email, chris@thenakedscientist.com, or tweet @nakedscientist.